Sonic Erotica.
A good orgasm feels like starts with a tremble, but it's the huffing and the puffing and being so inside your body, but then so out of it at the same time. And then the moment of the orgasm coming is the loneliest feeling in the world. But then when you come back down to earth, it's like you're part of everybody again. You're one with all.
The most intense, pleasurable, an exciting thing, but also the most terrifying thing in the world. It sometimes feels like it will never happen. And then 2 seconds later, you feel like it's going to, and then 2 seconds after that, it happens. It feels like a massive release. And for the however many seconds it lasts for, and I can never tell because you're too caught up in things, you sort of feel everything and you feel nothing. And an orgasm feels like what it is to be a person, the best thing about being a person, I think.
That feeling of like being on the edge of like building, that build up is so intense, that almost a high pitch of feeling, and it can be so frightening that, you know, it's like that point between when you've lifted your foot up and you're about to put it back down, but you don't know what's on the other side, and I want to just feel and stop thinking. Just live within sensation instead of thoughts and descriptions. And it's the closest one can come to the binary, the combination of the binaries, you get the yin and yang together. You can have the yin and yang, but it's, and you can have the one and zero of binary, but until you've achieved orgasm and mixed your bodily fluids, you haven't mixed the yin and the yang. It's all about that union of that complete combination of two completely opposite things. I think it's the little bang. The big bang was this orgasm that created the universe of male and female energies, and to do that in microcosm is magical. It's sex magic.
I think a really powerful orgasm, it's a progression, but it's like someone's pouring, I don't know, or wrapping something around you, someone's wrapping something around you, constricting you from like your toes and then up through your legs, and then it goes right into your core and it squeezes you really hard in the middle, and then it comes up into your spine and then like right up into your neck, and then you almost feel like something's gonna explode out your forehead, and then you lose your breath and it's almost a bit sickening and a bit painful, and then and it's like someone's ripped you inside from the sternum right down to your cunt, and then everything just like comes out of you. And then sometimes when it's really powerful, during the build up towards this colorful, molted, glittery explosion, I feel like I'm hallucinating. And sometimes when it's really amazing, I can just put my head back and stare with my eyes open, but I just start hallucinating and it's almost like I'm on mushrooms or something, but not a chemical kind of hallucination, just really like euphoric, like I'm tripping, like just like colours, and I sometimes black out and I just lose my vision, and it takes me such a long time to come back from it after it's finished that I can just like see black or stare at the ceiling and there's nothing there, there's just stars or something like that. But when it's powerful for me, I trip out.
Ah, fuck. Ah.
It feels like you're exploding from your groin, but in a good way. And like there's like electrical sparks going from your groin all the way out to every part of your body. And then sometimes it goes for too long and it hurts and you just want it to be over, but you don't want it to be over.
You start getting warm in your pelvis area and then it builds and it moves throughout your body. And then all your senses are enhanced. You aren't thinking of anything apart from what you're feeling. And it gets more and more intense. Your breathing gets quicker. I guess it gets harder to breathe. Your heart starts beating faster. And it starts to hurt, but in a good way. And you don't want that feeling to go, but as it gets more and more intense and it becomes overwhelming until you feel like you might explode. And then it shoots through your entire body. And you have a sense of relief. And then you can breathe again. And toes start to tingle and get pins and needles. And feel nice all over.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.